This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office notes on Barbara Maples, last name M-A-P-L-E-S, first name Barbara, date of birth 4-6-53, date of visit 7-26-23. This is a 70-year-old pleasant woman who is here for 2 weeks follow-up on blood pressure and labs and medications, period. History pressing illness, patient was seen on 6-12-23 by Dr. Dave, when she was reporting swelling in her legs and a cough, period. Patient had reported that she did not have a cough on ramipril, period. Review of the notes from Dr. Dave show that patient's patient was on lisinopril at that time, and she did change it to lisinopril HCT 20/12.5 twice a day, period. She also added furosemide 40 milligrams a day and spironolactone 25 milligrams twice a day, period. Today, patient reports that the swelling has resolved, period, but the cough is still there, period. Patient also had an EKG and lab work done. EKG was basically normal. The labs, though, the review of the lab showed that her fasting blood sugar was 135. Her A1C was 7.6. Her lipids show a decrease in the total cholesterol to 191, and the triglyceride is 158, which is at higher limit of normal, period. Her LDL, although it's better than the last time in March when it was 128, it is still high at 115. CBC showed a normal hemoglobin hematocrit, but MCV is low at 76.5. Her thyroid TSH was normal, and she had a BNP done, which was normal, period. On exam today, she weighed in at 247 pounds, which is a 8-pound decrease in weight, period. Blood pressure is 110 over 62, pulse 100 per minute, lungs, pulse ox 95%, temperature 96.7, BMI 43. Her 2-hour postprandial blood sugar is 155, although her FPS on the lab was 135. On lung, head normocephalic, lungs quite clear, no wheezing or ronchi, hot S1 and S2 hood with regular syncytium, extremities, no edema. Assessment, diabetes out of control. A1C has gone to 7.6. March it was 7.0. FBS was 101 and now it is 135. Hypertension. Blood pressure is under very good control. It's low normal today, period. Patient denies any symptoms of dizziness. Hyperlipidemia. Her lab values are better, but not still ideal for a diabetic, period. Obesity, period. She has lost 8 pounds, which is probably water weight and the effect of diuretics, period. Cough, which is persistent and annoying at this time, period. Plan. I did review all the lab results with patient, period. Obviously, the edema and the cough are related to medication. Dr. Dave had also discontinued her amlodipine at the last visit, period. I am making a few changes, period. I did DC the lisinopril HCT, period. She's already on furosemide 40 milligram and spironolactone 25 milligram twice a day, period. I will add ramipril 5 milligram one a day, period. We'll add Zetia to the rosuvastatin, period. Zetia 10 milligrams one a day for 90 prescription given, period. Ramipril prescription was given for 30 days and will be adjusted, dose adjusted at next visit, period. We did talk about better control of diabetes, period. Patient obviously has very limited time. She has a sedentary job and does not walk much. She says she has a Fitbit that reminds her to get up and walk around, but she does minimum, period. She says she has a lot of work to do at work, period. I did tell her she has the option of either increasing the metformin to max out at 1,000 milligrams twice a day, or she better pay attention to a diet and exercise routine, period. We did talk about having supper daily at 6 rather than at 8 and going to bed at 9, period. She will try to get back on her better routine and try to move around more and see if she can bring the A1C down, period. She probably needs to get the diabetes under better control, period. She will need a BMP at next visit to check on her B1 creatinine and potassium, period. We'll ask patient to get the 1 month, return to the office in 1 month with the preclinic BMP, period. Mm-hmm.